Richard Steenen is chief research analyst at IT Harvest. His latest book is called Up and to the Right, Strategy and Tactics of Analyst Influence. And in your top three for 2013, Richard, you are writing that the first point is getting serious about cybersecurity. And I was a little surprised by that because it implies that maybe we haven't been as serious as we should be about cyber up until now. Is that a fair read on my part?
It's fair read. That you'd be surprised, but and certainly 2012 was the year that we finally at least started articulating the problem appropriately. And I think 2013 is we're going to be over the top of the hill and starting to get a handle on, you know, just installing the controls, having the processes in place, recognizing the threat, recognizing the counterbalancing efforts that have to be made, and there'll be a lot less talk compared to the amount of action being taken.
You write, in 2013, IT departments throughout the federal space will put aside their petty jockeying for more funding and invest in real security capabilities. What kinds of technologies do you see agencies investing in that maybe they haven't paid a lot of attention to until now?
Yeah, look, up until now, there's been the talk and the threat, and people see this as an opportunity to get more budget. And yet IT departments in our federal government are extremely well funded, right? The federal government's the biggest single purchaser of computers and technology in the world. So the IT administrators just have to refocus their priorities on security, and there's plenty of technology available. What I see happening is the processes being developed in some of the more critical defense industrial base being adapted by the agency. So, you know, the EPA, for instance, might not be under constant cyber attack from foreign agents, but they are under attack, and they'll start to look to the Lockheeds and Northrop Grummans of the world for examples of how to organize these what I call cyber defense teams to track incoming threats, arrange them in or categorize them in campaigns, and then install reactive countermeasures against these attacks.
Are we at a point yet where agencies can feel like they can get ahead of that curve and maybe do predictive analysis or do more anticipatory type defensive measures rather than triage and response?
Not quite, and a lot of the problem is still the, you know, the compartmentalization of our intelligence agencies. So they tend to, you know, so glom onto data but use it for their own purposes, but wouldn't necessarily reach out to a small department and say, hey, you know, we've recognized that these guys are, there's chatter, you know, on the interwebs about attacking you. They wouldn't go that far quite yet. So there's still some bridges to be built in the information sharing arena.
Is that something that we can expect to get better or worse with the advent of some of the cybersecurity technologies that you're talking about in 2013?
I think it'll get a lot better because with the types of intelligence gathering, continuous network monitoring that has to be done, the agencies will start recognizing the kind of information that's helpful to them, and they'll be asking for it. So now, you know, they'll be able to go to, say, the NSA or the CIA, and they'll say, hey, we're seeing these attacks. What can you tell us about them? Instead of expecting the kind of the passive alerts that they have in the past.
The second item on your list of top three for 2013 is calling 2013 the year of the cyber Pearl Harbor. Now, this is something that different folks have gone back and forth in your cybersecurity community about whether or not it's likely to ever happen. Why do you think 2013 will be the year that we see something on this scale?
Yeah, you know, I was reticent about ever making a prediction about impending cyber doom, and I still don't believe that, you know, we'll see something that is radically disruptive or takes human life. And yet, because of the amount of talk, there's a kind of this pent-up expectation that it will happen, that when there's a 100% chance that there will be an outage of a SCADA system, a command and control, you know, system for some critical infrastructure, there will be an outage. And we'll finally be able to say that, hey, that outage was caused because of cyber implications. So a virus or a worm or even a malicious targeted attack from either hacktivists or a nation state. You know, so it's inevitable because the vulnerability is there. It's kind of like a lot of these systems are just wide open to attack. it takes is somebody to look and have the will to do damage. So when it happens, it will be labeled the Cyber Pearl Harbor, and we'll start to have the, you know, immediate thrashing around. Oh my God, we have to pass the legislature. You know, some law will be passed immediately that gets, you know, 100% of the votes on both houses. The president will sign it. It'll be amazingly fast, and it'll incorporate all these things they've been talking about for the last 3 years, which unfortunately, in my belief, won't do much to prevent the next cyber attack.
Richard Steenen is author of Up and to the Right, Strategy and Tactics of Analyst Influence, and also author of Surviving Cyber War, talking about his top three for 2013. You write, the Pentagon will continue to ramp up its cyber offense capability, while DHS will continue to struggle to define its role in critical infrastructure defense. Secretary Panetta said just before the holiday break that the Pentagon is about to complete its definition of cyber warfare and kind of the rules of the road. Does that have any impact, do you believe, on where the Pentagon will go cyber-wise, the kind of things that they'll decide to do? And will that also give any cover to domestic agencies to try to do things, not in an offensive capability necessarily, but maybe help them along the way to determining what they can do defensively?
Absolutely. The Pentagon has been working within, you know, the legal frameworks for cyber defense and cyber attack. And as you know, it's, they're not legally empowered to launch attacks unilaterally against opponents in any form, but be it missiles or hacking. And they've slowly been building this basis, legal platform for which they can do that. They started with equating cyber attacks with physical attacks. So now if that ever happens, they can retaliate. And then there's a, you know, secret presidential directive that was issued in the last 6 weeks that evidently gives them more legal backing, at least from the executive office, to engage in preemptive types of attacks. In other words, the type of, you know, hacking into a command and control server in another country that happens to be probing Pentagon networks, the sort of things that you would hope they were doing anyways, but actually there's a legal block too. So they've been spending the last 2 or 3 years building up that basis, and now it just has to get inculcated into the operational procedures of conducting wars and battles, which of course, you know, during an actual battle of the arena, they've got all the legal precedents they need to engage in these attacks. But to actually do the planning and start incorporating cyber into the regular means of projecting force is something that's still under development.
It's interesting that you say that kind of allude to the idea that these kinds of operations have already been happening, because I don't think anybody really believes that the Pentagon hasn't at least been exploring the capability of cyber attacks. It's just codifying those into some kind of a rules framework that seems to be the exercise here.
Exactly. And obviously, Cyber Command is headed up by the head of the NSA, who does have the legal ability to do that. So you can see where that partnership helps.
What else should we understand about any of these 3 points, Richard, with 2013 potentially, from the sound of your thoughts here, being a really pivotal year for cybersecurity, both defensively and offensively?
Yeah, pivotal and exciting in, I think, just a maturity level that we're reaching. So there'll be less of the hand-wringing, oh my God, you know, there's a million attacks a day against us, more recognition that, you know, there's differences between port scans and real attacks, and I guess just more upfront communication over the realities of what's going on in the cyber conflict world.